Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
We are the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks featuring Yummy and Dark Phoenix. Woo-hoo. We are the Side Chicks because we give our side of the issues. Oh yeah, we are an irreverent and comedic podcast hosted by two seductive and fully grown women that explores pop culture and relationships.
That's right. And if you want a behind the scenes glimpse of what fully grown and seductive women talk about when no one is listening, no holds barred, this is the pod for you. We're talking unfiltered and Karens need not apply and not safe for work.
That's right. So check us out at www.yummyfearless.com.
Peace.
Yeah, let's record. Okay. Did you hear about the rapper Glorilla?
Tell me more. I don't think I did.
She was on Angela Yee's, mm-hmm. podcast, Lip Service. Lip and Service, they were talking about kinks, name a kink. So she said something that she does is like, if there's like some food that she's eating that she doesn't finish, but then like they have sex, but she's gonna finish the food later, she'll tell the guy to just ejaculate on her food and then she'll eat it.
Shut the fuck up.
I bullshit you not.
What?
I bullshit you not. Yes.
Glorilla. Glorilla.
Wow.
I thought she was a little bit hood rat, but that's beyond.
Have you ever heard anything like that?
Not out of somebody who's not a porn star. What the fuck?
But I guess what I don't understand is like, I don't know what it means. Like, I don't.
Yuck.
I don't understand.
She
I don't understand.
That could not be.
She did. But here's the thing. They were like, she said, y'all drink nut, right? And they
did
were
everybody
basically.
Did everybody say they did?
Yes. They were like, yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, what am I missing here?
I'm saying we've been missing out. I think we've been missing out.
Listen, women swallow, are drinking sperm. Huh?
They swallow.
But Glorilla will allow a man to ejaculate on her food and then she'll consume it.
That I have no knock on you for your kinks, you know? Everybody has them. Everybody has. But that sounds horrendous to me. That does not sound tasty or fun. No. Why don't you just put boogers on your shit too? So we put Molly shits on there. Shit.
You want to do this? Right.
Digging his nose, put a big hocker on there. That's disgusting.
Hey, yeah.
It's one thing. Okay, so without getting too graphic, it's one thing to get something in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's another thing to swallow. But damn. Mm. That's just like a occupational hazard, I think. But to actually get the shit, like say, oh,
a serving of it.
Just like sprinkle it all. Yeah.
It up. If I was a dude and a chick said that, I wouldn't think she was okay.
Like, you sure?
Is that weird?
You sure you want me to? Okay. All
like,
right.
Well, how you come up with that? How you come up with that? Okay.
Okay,
well,
Glorilla.
Yeah, Glorilla. God
bless
you.
These young chicks, I think. It's the young people.
It's these babies. You know, my old ass. I ain't doing that.
Right.
But that's not going to happen. But, okay, so Tory Lanez.
Whose real name is Daystar, which I have no idea why he's going by Tory Lanez.
Why he's going by Tory.
That's a cool name. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, he was found guilty in the Megan Thee Stallion 2020 shooting.
How about that?
Yes.
How about that?
On all three counts.
What do you make of that?
I think that it was the right decision. So there's
absolutely.
There's that. But the consensus before they read the verdict, mm-hmm. the consensus was people felt that he was going to get off. That is what everybody felt.
I really thought he was going to get off too.
I didn't. But I started to like question myself. I'm like, am I missing something? Like, I don't see how he can get off. Because to me, they compare it to the O.J. Simpson trial.
Right.
But the thing about the O.J. Simpson trial.
It's all circumstantial. Uh-huh.
But it's possible that some other person could have showed up and killed him. It's possible.
Right.
But the thing about the Tory Lanez situation, there's only so many people that.
Right. It can only be two people.
Right. There's only two people. And so his defense chose not to put two of them on the stand.
Wait a minute. Okay.
And Tory. Tory didn't testify on his own behalf or anything either.
Oh, wow.
Nor did the driver. So.
Yikes.
That's why I didn't feel the whole.
But they put the girl on. They put Kelsey on the stand, right?
They put Kelsey on the stand, even though Kelsey, you know, went blank.
Or did the prosecution put her on the stand?
The prosecution put her on the stand, but she didn't. You know, she pled the fifth or whatever, and they were trying to say that she was coerced, and so because mm-hmm. initially they were not supposed to hear her interview that she did with the prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
But once she did that and they were implying that she was coerced or whatever, they the prosecutor asked the judge if they could admit it. And that's when they admitted it. And they listened to that, her interview, right. Which I've listened to it as well now.
Okay.
Now
okay.
That it's public. There's no way you could listen to that interview and not believe Tory shot.
Okay.
There's no way you can listen to it. I mean, actually listening to her account of it
mm-hmm.
is disturbing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what did she say? What was she saying?
It started out, he threatened to shoot her first.
Okay.
He also assaulted Kelsey. Kelsey was covered in bruises. He pulled a plug of her hair out. So she said that she had so much adrenaline going, she's not sure if he closed this, punched her, or if it was, she said she didn't even know. So real talk.
What were the circumstances? Does anybody know? Or
She just said that, you know, there were some issues at Kylie's house, but even with Kelsey's remembrance of the situation, she did a few things. Now, from what I heard in the interview, she said that she didn't say that she and Tory had a sexual history.
Oh,
she said that Megan said that she should be interested in him. But she said that they did not have a sexual. That's what I heard, that they actually didn't. But say that they did or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Kelsey also said that people think that she and Megan's dispute is over him. And it's not. It's not.
Interesting.
Their dispute is over how Megan handled the situation after the fact.
Huh.
After the fact, because Megan did not provide coverage for Kelsey in turn, because people were starting to, you know, bully her and say
wow.
she did it and that she took and Megan didn't do that. So from what I can tell.
Interesting.
I believe that it happened that way. I believe that Tory assaulted both of them.
Yeah.
I believe
he's a little dude too. I saw him like standing next to other people.
Oh my, he's tiny.
He is tiny.
But he did that shit.
Yeah, I believe he did it. And like you said, it's only so many people that it could have been. And the other person that it could have been, because I'm not even counting the driver, the other person that it could, because we all know Meg did get shot. She right. did get shot. And the shot came from the car. So
right.
the other person who it could have been, Kelsey, texted who and said, Tory shot Megan.
Right. 5 minutes, by the way, 5 minutes after the gunfire. she texts that. So no. I'm just saying that as a juror.
Yeah, I'm looking at all of
you'd
that.
You'd have to disbelieve all of that.
Right, right.
You'd have to believe that 5 minutes after the incident that Kelsey came up with that story and did that. Mm-hmm. You'd also have to believe that disagree with. So that what they also have released is a jail phone conversation Tori had with Kelsey after the fact.
Oh, they did?
Yes. Recorded. So he's recorded.
He didn't know he was recorded, huh? He didn't know he's being
recorded.
I don't
know how, nigga. Everybody in jail when you talk right? Recorded, but he apologized.
What?
He apologized, said I was drunk, it wasn't right. How was Meg? What hospital you in? Blah blah blah. Then that, so you'd have to disbelieve.
Right. Right. That. Well,
it's
so unfortunate. It's really an unfortunate situation on so many levels, but in particular, because they, when I say they, I mean Tori and his entourage and his peeps tried to make Meg's life hell.
Yeah.
They really tried to make her life hell for just defend. What's she supposed to do? What is she supposed right. to do?
I mean, but like the other thing is, it was the state of California against Tori, not Megan. It was the state of California.
How about that?
Against Tori. Megan was just a witness in the state's case.
Wow.
In the state's case. So the correct thing happened to me, because if you demonstrate, and he was like on probation or something already. He wasn't supposed to.
I think that's why they're throwing he hasn't been sentenced yet, right?
No, in January he'll get sentenced.
So that's probably why it's such a spectacle as well, because he was already in some trouble.
Yeah, like he has like a and he has a history of assaulting women.
Oh Lord, Tori.
They say that his baby mama and the child that he had on his back, he has a case where he assaulted them.
Oh,
he assaulted
my
a girl
goodness.
In Canada. Threatened to kill her to where she fled. He assaulted Dream Doll, another rapper.
I remember, yeah. Oh my gosh.
So
did you see his father after the
girl
putting on a straight show?
That nigga. I you know what? Like if you weren't careful, you would think that right. his son didn't just
right.
disarm a firearm.
Exactly. And it has a history of assaulting women. I mean,
I'm like, is he serious? Well, like first he comes out and I'm like, wow, he's got that same big blockhead like Tori.
Runs in the family, huh?
Runs in the family. But he's yelling. But like
putting on a show.
But then the other thing is, when I see like shorter men get animated and upset like that,
what do you think?
They just look like an angry leprechaun. So like I'm just like I'm like look at his little legs.
You're an angry elf, aren't you?
He was literally like an angry little character, like an angry little elf. Then I couldn't pay attention because there was some lady behind him doing ab libs with a big ass Party City wig on.
No.
Did you see? She had this. I'm not kidding you. It was a party. What's that Halloween store? It was a Party City wig. She looked like a lead dancer in the 70s on Soul Train. That motherfucking big. So I couldn't even, it was like a lot going on. I'm like, he looks like an yeah. angry little leprechaun. He's yelling, he's irate. She's like behind him in a Party City wig and bright purple lipstick.
He should have been yelling at his son before that. Like
then even Tori's little sister.
What was she doing? What was she doing?
That's little heifer. She started yelling. So she's like, Rock Nation is trying to destroy my brother's reputation.
Oh my gosh.
This child like 10.
Are you, sit down. Sit down, young lady.
It was just a lot of
Why
bad.
Did we give her the microphone? Who gave her the microphone?
Why did Tori's family bring all of those children?
Ugh.
To that Tori. Trial and verdict.
Damn it, Daystar.
He just they traumatized those kids. They traumatized those kids.
Well, I'll say this. This is one instance where I don't know if there's a winner. There's not a winner. Nobody wins in this, but we are at least a little bit closer to justice because it wasn't cool. It wasn't cool.
No, no.
And you can't get away with that. You shouldn't be allowed to get away with things like that.
No.
And then trying to me, it's called witness tampering when you start threatening the witnesses or coercing the witnesses.
Yep.
To say something different than what happened. So thank you, Justice. Thank you, jurors.
Absolutely. In Canada, y'all need to come get that nigga.
Just come get like all your people, Canada.
All of them. Just like his day talking about this country. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. We got enough problems. Don't
bring your shit. Don't
go
bring
home.
Your shit over here. We got enough shit to deal with.
You don't have to do it. But what do you think about him claiming Jay-Z influence the decision and the jurors?
You doubt it? The dude has some I don't think it probably didn't take a whole lot of convincing or influence because the evidence was there. But Jay-Z got some pull.
You know what though? Jay-Z,
Illuminati and all.
That's the thing. People love these conspiracy theories around Jay-Z. You can't convince me that Jay-Z did anything. One, that he has the power to.
Yeah, I don't know if he has power outside of isn't he part owner of a football team or something like that?
I think he's trying to get one.
Yeah.
But
outside of the NFL, I don't, and Rock Nation, I don't know. Yeah.
But could you imagine being so influential that no matter what happens, people claim you had something to do with it?
Well, no, I could not imagine that. But if it's true, then he needs to use his powers for good because we got more shit that he needs to influence. We got some more shit, like some of these dirty cops that are doing unspeakable things. So I don't know that he has that type of influence, but you know, a lot of people believe that he does.
I think that that's ridiculous. He
calls himself Jehovah. He's not really Jehovah, y'all. He's not really Jehovah.
Right. You're taking it too literal. You're taking it too literal. Yeah. I just think that's ridiculous. I just think it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, he was there. He was drunk. He assaulted two women.
And shot one. I mean,
so don't, Jay-Z don't, that ain't on Jay-Z.
I mean, really, he did it. He brought it on himself. Little tiny ass.
Yeah, a miniature ass. But his daddy says it is a great miscarriage of justice.
Go back to Canada.
Okay, bye.
So I got a question for you. Shifting gears a minute. Have you seen these YouTube videos where it's a wedding video and then the bride will just break out and start doing a dance, some cringy ass dance in front of her groom? And I'm like, that is like the stupidest trend to me.
I've never seen that.
Oh my gosh. It's like all over the internet. It's like,
how is that a thing?
It is a thing. All these wedding videos, it'll show, you know, the bride will break out with all her girls and they'll have like a little dance routine. But it's so cringy because typically it's like not appropriate for
family.
That's
not the time.
Yes.
That's not the time. How are you thinking about a dance routine at that moment?
Like, nobody wants to see this. It's cringy. All of the kids are here, for God's sake. Your grandma's here.
Your grandma don't know what's going
she
on.
She's twerking on your groom. Say that shit for later.
Wait for the honeymoon.
Oh my gosh. I'm like,
that's like, I'm a
blame that. Can we leave that in 22? Can we leave that in 2022, please?
Please, please, please.
That's the cringiest shit ever. Leave it in 2022, people.
Don't do
you're
it,
getting man. Married in 23 or beyond, do not choreograph a dance routine, a strip tease for your groom at the freaking reception.
Wow. Can we do so this? Tacky. That is so tacky.
Leaving it in 2022. Anything else you want to leave in 2022?
Akon.
What did Akon do?
Akon has been on a run. He has been on a run. I want to leave Akon in. Okay, I know. So, one, he did so many things this week. First off, he was supporting Nick Cannon. By the way, Nick Cannon had his 12th child a few days ago.
Boo.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so someone, an interviewer asked Akon's opinion on this, if he agreed with this. And he said, I agree with him 1,000%. That's how life is supposed to be. He's rich. He's responsible. He takes care of every one of those children. And the baby mothers are with it. They hurt for nothing and they live comfortably.
Okay.
He wasn't done.
No.
So then the interviewer asked, but it isn't all about money. You know, how can he attend every event? This is when this motherfucker went away. So he said, events like children dance recitals aren't important. He said that's a white man's thing.
What?
Yes. Who gives a fuck about a recital? No, that's a white man thing.
Akon.
Who gives a fuck about? Listen, my job is to raise my kids to be responsible, to be understanding, to protect their mother, to give a hand with their father and assist with family planning and to be responsible adults. My job ain't to be doing, this is a direct quote.
Oh,
I would never make a sentence like that.
My
job ain't to be doing all the extra stuff, all these holidays and recitals and all of that. Guess what? While I'm taking care of my responsibilities to make sure the family has a roof over their head and food, if I have the time to do that, then yes, I'll do it.
If you don't get your no hit having ass
oh my God,
in 20 years, out of here and sit down. Let's leave his ass in 2022. I cannot believe he formed his lips and doubled down on that bullshit.
Yes. You have to see him saying it.
Canceling him. Cancel.
But he,
I know we talked about cancel culture.
There was more.
Get the fuck. Oh my
then
God.
Then this motherfucker compared African artists to African American artists. And he said, well, the interviewer was asking him about an artist that she liked or whatever. So Akon said, well, he's African. We're a little different when it comes to stage presence. Then he went on to say, described American performers as wobbling, pants half hanging half down, bored as hell, half sleep, because they high as hell on stage.
Wow.
But African performers don't have these issues. But in Africa, we wake up in the morning. I mean, like, look at those YouTube clips of all those kids from Uganda. Like, the kids are natural, our performers. So for us, it comes natural.
Was this motherfucker high when he gave this interview?
I don't know. You know, but it's interesting because Akon basically has cosplayed a Black American artist for the majority of his career.
He really has. And not only that, I feel like he has benefited from cosplaying. And I think he has gotten the benefits from the Black community in America.
Right.
For having done so.
Exactly.
So how dare your punk ass sit on there and talk about, you know what? He's on my list.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Akon. You just made it to the top of my list. No, you're second in line on my list.
It's just so ignorant. You know,
who gives a fuck about it? First of all, I'm just still dumbfounded by that. Who gives a fuck about a recital? Really?
But why? But I don't know. I struggle.
That's sad.
With the way a lot of Black men represent themselves.
And I know that that is not. So here's the thing. I realize that that is just him, his opinion, and it does not is not reflective of all Black men. But y'all need to get your boy. He needs to sit the fuck down. He is
that ain't it.
He is not representing in a positive way.
No, that is not
Mm-mm.
it.
Mm-mm.
So it's very unfortunate.
Leaving him in 2022.
Leaving him in 2022. Did you happen to hear Michelle Obama? She was on a panel ran by Revolt.
I saw that, but I did not watch it in its entirety.
Okay. I didn't either. I only saw the clip where she talked about her marriage. And she said that the first 10 years of her marriage were terrible. And she didn't like him a lot.
Wow.
During the first 10 years of their marriage.
How about that?
And that when they had children, things changed and he wasn't doing his part, I guess, to the, you know, degree that
she said that in the book Becoming too. I remember that part.
Yeah. To that point. But you know, they've been together for 30 years and she said, you know, I'd do it again. 'Cause 20 of them, you know, have been great, but,
okay,
but she just simply was just being honest and she really doesn't have to do that.
No, she doesn't. Most people aren't.
Most celebrities are not. Point. That's my point. She could act like their life is she could put her highlight reel on social media.
Yeah.
And have or everybody else thinking, that damn, how come I can't? Why I hate my partner so
goals.
Much?
Hashtag goals.
Right. Hashtag goals. But like that's a real one to me. That she like, nah. It was rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was that for 10 years. I didn't like my husband that much.
I admire her having the courage to say that out loud.
Yeah.
I do. I am, because I think a lot of, this is just me personally, I think that people, young people or people who get married, they are really under the mistaken assumption that, oh, you know, that getting married means that we love each other and it, you know, it's based on this feeling. Feelings are fleeting. Feelings are fleeting. And I got news for you. They don't last.
They don't. And, you know, she sort of said that. But I brought this issue up with someone that I know who's been married for most of their adult life.
OK.
You know, just to like get a, you know, get an intake of it.
Sure.
He was somewhat offended by her comments and said that she was way off base, that she had no business basically saying these things and saying them in public. And
Blah, blah, blah.
And I'm like, why not?
I understand that perspective. I do understand that perspective. Because, you know, there's a school of thought that says, you know, we don't air dirty laundry. What happens in this house stays in this house type of thing. We don't air it. You know, I get it. I mean, but I think that you do if you are a public servant or if you public serve, you know, if you are a public figure, and people are asking you about that and you don't and you're not honest, because the fact of the matter is, whether you say it or not, the shit is true. And and I would imagine it's true for 99% of people who walk down the aisle. If you don't say it, then you know, maybe her personal integrity won't allow her to not be honest. And that's why I applaud her. I think that, you know, I admire her for saying it, because people need to know.
People need to know. And that was my point as well. Like, first off, she's not saying nothing that Barack don't know and that he hasn't heard a million times. So,
and doesn't agree with. He probably agrees with
it. He probably like, yeah, you know, but Barack. Okay. Barack is a G. You know what I'm saying? You can't shade. He has nothing to prove. You can't shade him.
Exactly.
Like, I think that if you are like sensitive, then you know, you may be offended by that, but there's nothing wrong with that.
That's a good point.
People need to be honest, because if people are not aware that you're going to get tired of fucking your nigga.
Yep. Yep.
It's just the truth. It's just the truth. You are. Yep. But if you don't know any of these things are normal and natural, you may think there's something you didn't do or he didn't do or whatever. Yep. But if you understand.
Yep. This is just part of it.
This is just part of it.
It's completely natural, completely normal.
Completely all of that.
And I think it's to me, and just to get on, you know, to double you know, go back on your point. I really admire when people are honest about things. It's just kind of like the social media personalities who say, I don't really look like this. You realize my shit has been airbrushed. I have a glam team and I'm sucking in my stomach right now. You know, I think to me that is doing a public service announcement. Yeah. Just like Michelle Obama is doing that, because young people get it twisted and they think that, you know, it's going to be all peaches and cream, and it's not.
Right.
Some old people think that too.
Yeah. Some old people do too. But, you know, tell the truth.
And shame the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you can make a better decision, you know? So, yeah. Okay.
And anything else we leaving in 2022?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Let's see. Kanye, we'll leave him.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. What else? Who else? We're going to leave being dishonest on social media.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
You know? I'm saying that, but, you know, who knows? If I have if I make enough money, I'm going to get a BBL and a boob job and I'm gonna act like it's all natural. So
right, that's what rich people do.
2023
do that shit. 2023. that's what's up. So yeah, all right,
well, peace out, have a good one.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, review, subscribe, and share. It helps other listeners find us. And don't forget to follow us at Yummy Fearless on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and even Pinterest, where you'll find additional content from today's show and also our highly curated He Can Get It list. As always, you can listen to the Yummy and Fearless podcast with the Side Chicks on Apple iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and Spotify. And if no one else has told you today, we love you and thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.